Okay, today's mitzvah is mitzvah 198, as we inch closer to the artificial seum of 200. But our rayas continue through, and be a nice number. But today, Baruch Hashem, we also have a nice number. Mitzvah 198, Kuf Tzadeches, Shol Legalos Ervas Achos Aim, not to reveal the nakedness of my aunt, my mother's sister. So this is the flip side, the other mitzvah that goes with yesterday's, Yud Ches Yud Beis. Yesterday, Ervas Achos Avicha Lo Segale, She'er Avicha Hi, do not reveal the nakedness of your father's sister. And today, Ervas Achos Imcha Lo Segale, Ki She'er Imcha Hi, do not reveal the nakedness of your mother's sister. Yesterday, we got to discuss the discussions of Moshe's parents, who seemingly, in quotes, violated that, because it was an aunt marrying a nephew, and we spoke about all the different shitas related to that. Was it really an Avera? Maybe it wasn't, said the Gemara in Sanhedrin, maybe it was, but it was just to keep Moshe on guard, to have a Kupish al-Shratzim behind him, as we saw in the Chizkuni, and the other ideas we said yesterday. That whole sugya relates to the issue of avos and personalities keeping the Torah before the Torah was given. Right, one might say that they don't have to worry about it, but we will leave that for now. Maybe at another time we'll come back to it. And the other half of what we discussed yesterday was Bas Achoso. Why is an aunt usher to a nephew, but an uncle is mutter to a niece? Today we have the flip side. Shol Galos Ervas Achos Aim, says the Chinuch, the Isser of being with one's mother sister. Let's read it. It's just one line. Shol Lavo Al Achos Aim, Shene Emar. Ervas Achos Emchalos Galei V'chulu Kolin Yanakimo Achos Av. The same thing. I thought today, being that it's the flip side of yesterday's mitzvah, it's a nice opportunity before we get to general Ervat Ta. Topics that hopefully we'll get to. A nice opportunity to talk about paternity versus maternity. As we saw, these two mitzvahs, yesterday and today, we talk about the mother-sister and the father-sister. So, what goes by paternity in Judaism, and what goes by maternity in Judaism? When we're talking about mothers and fathers here. So first of all, as we know, just on the surface, maternity determines Jewishness. Depending on what your mother is, doesn't matter what your father is. If your mother's Jewish, if somebody's mother is Jewish, then they are Jewish. Doesn't really matter what the father is. The father can be non-Jewish or Jewish. The mother is Jewish, then the child is Jewish. Paternity determines what we call ichus, what we call the special connection and relationship that we have to the previous generations, meaning my shevet, for example, that goes by the father. Right, once I know I'm Jewish, then it goes by the father. Malchus Beis David is passed through to be a melech is passed through the father. Shvatim is passed through the father. That's, there's a little bit of maternity and a little bit of paternity. Just two thoughts before we get into important halachas to, hashgavic thoughts that have been mentioned in other contexts of other shiurim. There's a beautiful thought of the Beis Halevi. Beis Halevi writes in Parshas, Shmos. It's not in the Beis Halevi Al HaTorah. It's quoted in other svarim in the name of the Beis Halevi. Why is it that we know in the beginning of Shmos, Shifra and Puah save the children, the Mialdos that didn't listen to Paro, they save the children. So Rashi in Parsha Shmos says, what was the schar of Shifra and Puah? Vayas lahem batim. He got them, made them houses. What does houses mean? Just find the pasuk. V'yaslam batim pasuk chaf aleph. Bate kahuna v'levia umalchus shekruyim batim. Kahuna v'levia miyocheved. Yocheved got right. She was Levi, Cohen and Levi. Umalchus mi Miriam. Right, and Malchus came from Miriam. Miriam called right the shevet Yishi married it to shevet Yehuda, and that is Rashi in Perak aleph pasuk chaf aleph. So ask the Beis Halevi, what's the mita keneged mita here about because the Mialdo saved the babies, so they received Bati Kahuna and Bati Levia. Says the Beis Halevi, very sharp. Para wanted to just throw the baby boys into the river, not the baby girls. In other words, the Jewish people would have continued even after if Para was successful, because it goes by being Jewish goes by the mother. So all the girls would have had to marry Egyptians, whoever it was, but there still would have been Jews in the world. But what would not there have been? There wouldn't have been any yichus, because he wanted to throw all the boys into the river. So all yichus, which goes by the father, would have been gone. So by saving the children, what did they save? They saved yichus. That's why mita keneged mita. What was their schar? They got bate kahuna, bate levia, bate malchus that came from them. Because exactly mita keneged mita. If you want to see Kamosi Shal Rav on Shmos, quotes this thought, Shrei paro bikish laro gatsa zacharim, ula hasher zana kevis b'chayim. Ima yo'ola biyado, if he had succeeded, lo hayi nichad baze am Yisrael, am Yisrael would have continued, ki afim hayi no saros, rak in the kevis, we would have had Jews. But the yichus of Am Yisrael wouldn't have continued, and that's why that was the perfect schar that was given. Point number one. Point number two, another thought that we mentioned a couple of years ago, in a Haggadah Shir, and that is in the name of the Shemen HaTov. He has this in volume one of the Shemen HaTov on Parshas Noach. Why is it, he asks, that Chum's punishment was Avdus? Right, Vayomra, or Canaan's specifically, punishment was Avdus, right? Because Cham saw the nakedness of his father, he embarrassed his father, and Canaan, the grandson, Vayomer, Arur Canaan, Eved Avadim Yel Echav. Why was that such a perfect punishment of Avdus? Question number one. Question number two, one could ask, and that is, why in the Haggadah, or on Pesach night, is there such a focus on father-son? Such a focus. V'kana ben Shoel. And this is what the father answers. Right? V'gadta l'bincha. Even the psukim in the Torah formulated as father-son. Why is it out of more than any other holiday, the Seder night and the chiyuvim and the mitzvahs of the Seder night are focused on family? Says the Shemen HaTov, because this is the night that we were no longer Avdei Paro. Right? Avadim hayinu l'paro b'mitzrayim. We were no longer Avadim to Paro. What's the definition of an Eved? Chazal say, Eved ein lo chayis. An Eved has no connection to his lineage. Eved is like, no connection. Ein lo chayis. The Gemara says in Baba Kama and Kedushin and elsewhere. He's not considered, there's no paternity when it comes to an Eved. We're talking about Eved Kanani. Eved Ivri is Jewish. An Eved Kanani has no chayis. Meaning, so we became B'nei Chorin. What's the symbol of a Ben Chorin? Somebody who has a family. Someone who has a halachic family. That's why the night that we celebrate becoming B'nei Chorin, we're no longer Avadim, we celebrate the family structure. That's why we have so much focus. And that's why Cham and Kanaan, who were Mevaza their family, they were Mevaza their father and their grandfather, okay, we'll take the family away from you. We'll be Kone, we'll make you Avadim eternally, Eved Avadim Yel Echav. That's why Dafka, that was taken away from Kanaan, or that was the Gzeira of Eved Avadim Yel Echav. Okay, those are just two thoughts, Al Pi Hashkafa, because there's no Shorish HaMitzvah today, so that was where Yotze Zayin, the Hashkafa. Paternity and maternity, though, is very important in Halacha. First of all, how does one determine paternity? Let's say, it comes to Rahman al-Islam, if there's a question about a child, and you do certain tests, blood tests, DNA tests, so could that undermine paternity? If you look in the Encyclopedia of Jewish Medical Ethics, my father translated from Dr. Steinberg, so it goes through all the ways that you could test for paternity. Meaning if this child comes from this father, if examination of the blood types of the mother, if the child and the alleged father show an impossible specific combination, one can conclude that the alleged father is not the child's father, according to science. For example, there are certain blood tests. For example, if the alleged father is blood type OO, the mother is AB, and the child is type AB, it's impossible that the alleged father is the child's father, since the child did not inherit any major blood type from this man. This scientific accuracy of disproving paternity by means of testing is 93%. So what does halacha say about that? That's not good enough for halacha. By this system of testing, one can negate paternity, but one cannot establish paternity without certainty. You might be able to say, even according to science, this is not the father, but you can't say that it is the father for sure, because there's a 7% chance that it is. But the big discussion in the postgame, what do we say about establishing paternity, even negative paternity, from all of these? Let's say is Bezdin going to use this? Right, we're going to have to figure this out. DNA. What if there's DNA evidence, but if the DNA doesn't match up to the father, Rahman al-Islam? So are we going to be able to answer a woman on her husband if we could figure out that a child, let's say he takes a blood test for something else, but we figure out his blood type and we know the parents' blood types? Serious shilas. Maybe Yibana Beis HaMikdash, you know, the DNA, the molecular genetics, the DNA structure, which is the hereditary substrate found within chromosomes. So all of this, he goes through a lot of establishing paternity, what is allowed to be used in halacha. That's establishing. What about once we know? So when do we use paternity and when not? This is one of the sugyas, yichus. It's one of the sugyas where the Encyclopedia Talmudis is just invaluable. It's priceless. He has in volume 24, Chav Dalid, he gets up to the Os Yud. They're up to like 38 now. They're halfway through the Aleph Beis. But there he has, under Yichus, he has 50 pages on Yachas there, the Encyclopedia Talmudis, and he goes through the summary of everything. He starts off, Yisrael Shaholin Mibas Yisrael, Chashiv Aviv Shalos Hazer Alachal Mitzvah Vadinim Shemaragim Ba'av, B'Yachas Lubenu Bas, a regular relationship. For all Yichus purposes, goes by the father, paternity. right? Jewish mother. But once the mother makes the kid Jewish, boom, basically everything else goes by the father in halacha. Ulechol mitzvos adinim shenoagim beben babas biachas la'aviyem. Mishi ishto ben b'chol makom, it's a mishnah in Yevamos. He's connected to his father, and he has two brothers regarding chalitza. V'chayva makasov akilaso, cursing the father and hitting the father. Ubanah ulechol davar. Bein shaholid me'ishto, bein shaholid mipruya. It doesn't matter if the wife was Jewish, it doesn't matter if it was Pnuya, a non-married woman, or his wife. It doesn't matter. All the halachas of fatherhood and paternity go by him. For halachas of Yerusha, for laws of Puravu, for all other halachas that go by paternity, that is what is included. Afilu b'no, we discussed this already, mamzer, hu b'no hu l'chol davar. Even if, Rechman al-Islan, a man is mezana with a married woman, that kid is called his kid for puravu, according to Mos, and for Yerusha, and for Tumah, and for Avelus. All of these halachas apply. Even though he was no lad b'iser, still, it is all called goes by the father. What about the other way? Yisrael shaholid min hashifcha min anachris. If Yisrael has a relationship, a Jew has a relationship with a shifcha kananis, or a non-Jewish woman. Shavlad hu eved onachri kamosa. Then the kid goes like her. Oso avlad eino chashu beno shalavid l'davar min advarim. He's not connected to his father halachically at all. Afilu im nishtach ravonu nizgayer. Even if the kid converts. Let's say the father is mezana, the father lives with a goya, they have a baby, and then the kid converts. He's not related to his father at all, halachically. Eino misyachiz acharaviv. Shekivan shemitchila lo haya b'no, eino chozer v'nase b'no b'shichra v'geiris. He doesn't become the son even after he converts. Even if the mother converts while the kid's in utero. If a Jew is mezana with a, or not mezana, okay, it's mezana when she's a goya, and then she converts before the kid is born. Still, the kid is not related to him. Even though he's born Jewish. The mother was Jewish. He was born Horasa Shalom B'Kdusha V'Leidasa B'Kdusha. Even, continues the Zachbidi Talmudis, even if she converts the day after the Maisa Bia, so there wasn't even fertilization yet. Afal Pikein, the kid, and therefore his sperm fertilized the mother's egg when the mother was already Jewish. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. Right when he did his part, she was not Jewish, the kid is not related to him. Afilu im kodesh and all that also aben, nishtachra shiva niskai hanachris, v'chulu, he even says, that case. Afilu nishtachra niskai miyala achra biya kodesh shnik ladazera. Fine. Continuing. V'aben arishon, it's so not related to the person that let's say a man has a child with a non-Jewish woman, and then afterwards he has a boy from a Jewish woman, that's his bechor. It's kamisha eino. That's the language of the Rambam. A non-Jewish child, rachman al-islam, from a non-Jewish woman, kamisha eino. Harehu, this next child is bechor l'nachla, afilu l'mefneke noa lo ben mishivcho minachris, vein aviv mekayim beben zeh mitzvos puravu. There's no puravu if a person has a non-Jewish child, even if the kid converts afterwards. It doesn't matter. There's no puravu, even according to the ones that say, if a non-Jew had a child, and then both father and child convert. There are some days that say that he's Mekayim Puravu there. But in this case, where he was Jewish and then his son converted, that would not be the halacha. What's the source for that halacha? That a man who lives with a non-Jewish woman, the kid's not Jewish? So there are four or five opinions in the Tanaim. What the source is? Just to quote one. Well, just to quote one. The Pasuk says in Kiseitzi, Ki tihiyena la'ish shtei nashim v'yoldu lo vanim. When a man is with a woman, the yoldu lo banim, and he has kids. So the Gemara darshins ki tihiyena. Anytime you could have a relationship ki tihiyena lish. If the relationship could possibly exist, so then yoldu lo banim, then the ben is considered his. But with a goya, a Jew and a goya, that relationship is impossible. There's no such thing as that marriage, and therefore the child is not connected to the father. Just moving right along. Again, this is a huge topic. Just to continue, though, and that is another thing he talks about a couple of pages later. Yachas haben l'aviv, when does paternity start? When does it start? Meaning when, let's say a regular case, when is the child called my child? When he's born? Or even earlier? At fertilization. Life does not start at fertilization. Christians believe that life starts at fertilization, therefore the Christians do not allow abortions, even if the mother's life is in danger. So Judaism does not believe in that. Judaism believes that life starts at birth. Even though, if the mother's life's in danger, we do an abortion. It's the only time we would do an abortion. But in the case where other halachas are connected. Do we say that the child is connected to the father even before the child is born? So he quotes the machlokas. Yachad ben Laviv, yesh ben achronim shovrim shehu maschil biyoso ubar kodim shenolad. Ve'yesha kasvu shelasovrim ubar yerach imo. Right, which is a sugya in Yavamas and elsewhere, that the ubar is considered just a limb of the mother. No, it's only connected to the father once the child is born. Lamai nafgaminas, he talks about it, in this case. Is it possible to say that regarding the mother, the kid's not related, it's not called his mother until birth, because now he's part of the mother. But regarding the father, he's considered a son of the father right away. So that's a discussion here in, Yachas La'Avaim. Just one other topic I wanted to talk about, and then maybe we will branch off to other ideas, and that is, we know a non-Jew who converts is not related to anyone who is from his family. Gershon is Gar Ka'an Shinol Adami. What is the source for that? Gershon is Gar, somebody who converts is as if they're not related, meaning Mida Oraisa. According to Torah law, if a brother and a sister, non-Jewish brother and a sister, convert, they can marry each other. Can marry each other. Unbelievable. They're not related. Gershon is Geyer. Ka'an Shenolo Adami. When they're non-Jews, they can't marry each other. That's Gili Arayas. We have that. B'nai Noach are included in many of these Arayas. But once they convert, they're not considered related to each other. What is the source for that halacha? Midrash Rabbanan, they can't marry each other when they convert, because the Gemara says, we don't want to say something that they were usher to do when they were non-Jews, and now it's mutter to do when they were Jewish. Oh, we're on a lower level kedusha. We don't want people to say that. So basically, everything that they were usher to do then is at least usher Midrash Rabbanan after they become Jewish. But what about after they convert? What's the source for that halacha of Gershon is Geyer? Nowhere in Shas does it say the source. It quotes the principle. In Yevamos, Gershon is Geyer, Kanchan Oldham. What's the source? Chassam Sofer says, I don't know. I don't know what the source is. But there are a number of suggestions given. The Meshech Chachma says the source is a pasuk in Beis Chanan. The pasuk says, after Maimon Har Sinai, Moshe Rabbeinu tells all the Jewish people, go back home, shuvu lachem la'ahalechem. Go back to your tent. And Chazal Darshan, ein ohel ela ishto. And Moshe Rabbeinu said, everybody go back to your wives. Everybody go back to your wives. Some of them were married to people that they weren't allowed to marry. For example, Amram and Yocheved. Amram and Yocheved, I'm not saying those types of relationships. So they were usher before Matan Torah. They got Hilchas Arayas for Jews. So how can Moshe tell them? Everybody can go back to the wives that you were married to before Har Sinai. Maybe some of them were married to people that now all of a sudden are usher. Oh, it must be. But Esau went through Geiris at Matan Torah. Gershon is Gar, Ka'an Shenola Dami. Says the Meshech Chachma, that's the source in the Torah for that principle. Number one. The Balaturim has another principle. It says that later on in Dvarim, Lo Sate Mishpat Ger Yasom. Do not turn or favor the judgment of a ger yatom. A ger yatom. A convert orphan. Shouldn't it be ger viyatom? A convert. Don't favor. You feel bad for them. So a ger or a yatom or an orphan. It says ger yatom. Says the Balaturim. Because every yatom, every ger is a yatom. Every ger halachically is considered a yatom. Why? It says he's not related to his parents anymore. Gershon is Geyer, Ka'an Shenol Adami. That's the Balaturim in Dvarim Perach of Dalet, Pasik, Yud, Zayin. There are others. There's one more I never saw before until today. The Ravon. The Ravon says, 2 weeks ago's Parsha, one of the less known Rishonim. Vesa Nefesh Asher Asu Bacharon. Right, famous Pasik. Avram and Sarah. What is Nefesh Asher Asu Bacharon? What is Chazal Darshan? Avram was Begar of the men and Sarah was Begar of the women. What do you mean it's a Nefesh Asher Asu Bacharon? They made them! Because it's not considered the parents making them. After they converted them, they're not connected to their parents anymore. Avram and Sarah made them. Because the nefesh asher asu b'charon, says the Ravon, shakazim meir she'avram and Sarah she'girum asu osam v'lo yoldehem. Fascinating discussion related to Yachas. One final point, maybe we'll finish with this, and that is there's a huge discussion in the poskim related to artificial insemination. Meaning if somebody... Baruch Hashem, we live in a time period when kim'at, not all, but many, many of the fertility issues that couples go through can be solved through medical treatment. It might be very expensive, but it can be solved. Problems with the husband, problems with the wife, and we're not going to get to, is it appropriate, is it not appropriate, is it good, is it a chiyuv, is it not a chiyuv? Most people assume it's not a chiyuv. If you want to, most people say it's okay. So without getting into the halachas, but l'maisa, let's say somebody does it. What's the relationship between that child and the father? Is it full? Is there full paternity if there was not a regular Maisa Bia that produced this child? Rav Moshe Feinstein writes clearly in the Tshuva, there cannot be Mamzerus. If a married woman is impregnated with another man's sperm, there is no mamzeris without a ma'isabiyah. That's where Moshe Feinstein's chiddush. He said it's terrible, it's disgusting, obviously, but there's no mamzeris there. The shalkei mamzeris. Is there an israel baila? Separate issue. But that is, there can't be mamzeris. The question is the child related to the, is the father's a Kohen? Is the child a Kohen? If it was from the husband, let's say. Right, it was called artificial insemination from the husband. So is for every halacha, is there? Because there are differences in halacha. For example, bris milah. Okay, we're not going to bris milah. If somebody is artificially inseminated and the baby is born on Shabbos, the bris milah is nidchet to the following Sunday. For other reasons. But not everything is exactly the same. So again, that is also a big discussion about paternity and yichus when it comes to that type of case. But again, the sources of artificial insemination go back to Talmudic times when the legend goes that Ben Sira, which is one of the apocryphal books, the Gemara quotes it a few times, Kasuv Ben Sira. Ben Sira is one of the apocryphal books. They say, the Taz quotes this in Ilchas Nida, was Nolad Ba'ambati. His mother was in a hot bathhouse and she sat down in the bathhouse and had been a man there beforehand and she became impregnated. Without a ma'isabiyah. That's the original Talmudic source for artificial insemination and all halachas. But all the poskim discuss the appropriateness of it. There's a famous shita of Moshe Feinstein that he was fought tooth and nail over, and he defended, and he says, obviously, I don't think it's a great idea, but he says maybe it's better to be impregnated by a non-Jewish source than from another Jewish source if it's not the husband, because then you don't run into worries about marrying a relative when the child is born. But either way, this is a huge topic related to paternity and maternity. How do we get into this whole thing? Because of these two mitzvahs. These two mitzvahs that we're talking about is a paternal aunt or a maternal aunt. They're both aser, but we saw some things in halacha go by the mother, which is, first and foremost, Jewishness or not. You could say because the mother creates the whole avira of the house. Maybe that's why it goes by the mother. And the father, though, goes by all other halachic issues regarding Yerusha, regarding Yibum. All the other halachas go by the father, regarding Shevet, regarding Yichus. All that is by the father. Okay, we'll stop here. And Beth Hashem, tomorrow, Beth Hashem, when we get into 199, next time, we'll get into other Erva issues. And again, there are some general issues that we will get to, Beth Hashem, relating to back to Yichud that we started to discuss, Kisi Rosh, and others. Okay, we'll stop here.